This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Nah, thank you, Kazza. That's right, Tom, no relation, and Robbie driving you home today from 4 through till 7 o'clock. Gene's away.
He is. And just look, all the stars come out to play. We've already gotten a little message.
I know, we're already getting messages from his fans saying that they miss him. Thank you to Lisa Mann, who's written in and said he's a busy homer too busy for his own drive show. Love you, Gene, Robbie, and Tom are doing a great job. She also just drops in a little plug there to buy some tickets to Burlesque at www.burlesque.com.au.
Scandal.
But we're going to be talking more about that when we chat to Dean on the phone later today. We'll tell you all about that great event that's coming up as a part of Daylesford Beartopia.
It is that time of year where it's like we haven't even hit Pride season, but it's like pre-Pride.
Oh, God. Did you say that time of year, Tom?
Just a little something.
It's beginning to
look yeah.
Is this the time of year you meant?
Look, the sooner it comes, the sooner it passes.
Are you not a big Christmas? Are you not a big Christmas guy? I'm going to keep this down in the background.
I'm not, but that's only because of my family.
Oh, really?
No. It's just that like Christmas is a busy time of year for me because you know I tend to be the cook of the family, so you're trying to organise people coming and they're not coming. You know, dietary requirements, which is only getting trickier these days.
Yeah, right.
There's always something.
Do you have a lot? Do you expect a lot of people?
Not a ton. We always try to do a bit of like an orphan's Christmas thing where everyone's welcome. But of course that does tend to mean you get like last minute, people coming along.
Yeah.
But we've got a little family place down in Blairgowrie, which for those who don't know Blairgowrie, it's sort of Mornington Peninsula, Sorrento-y area, but not like the fancy part. Like it's just a little cottage hidden away. and there's always a plan to go down there. It's always like, oh, lovely, you know, Christmas beach, blah, blah, blah. Until about a week before, and then we just decide we can't be bothered and gets moved back over to home.
You pull the pin.
Yeah, every time. No, it's happened for about 3 years now.
You've got to get away. Look, I love Christmas. I get really into the spirit of it. And I get more... It's one of those things, a bit like the world of Disney for me, where I'm more excited about it as an adult than I ever was as a child. And it just... Yeah, I do get swept away in it. One of the things that I've really noticed this year is a lot of discussion around people putting their trees up early, I say in quotation marks.
So this is a thing. It's gone around at my work as well, the sort of a discussion of appropriate time.
So it's always, I think a lot, and I shouldn't say for everybody because everybody, this is a very contentious issue, but I think a lot of people have sort of gone, yep, 1st of December, then it's appropriate to start thinking about Christmas. But it's changed now. It's become that the 1st of November is now marking the start of the Christmas season.
See, at least Americans have Thanksgiving that, like, holds off.
Yeah, right.
It holds
off
the season.
You can't do Christmas till you've done Thanksgiving.
Well, we don't have that. So the minute that, the minute Halloween's over.
Yeah, right.
I think these days it's sort of like that difference between, like, retail or residential. So, like, retail, there's no hope. You know the minute that it's the next holiday on, it's going to be everywhere.
Of course, and that's just how that's going to be. But we're talking about, you know, inside people's houses and, like, if it makes you happy, just put your tree up. Put your tree up all year round if you want.
Do whatever you want. Just keep it off social media. We have to see it. But what about people who have, like, a nice living, like, fresh tree that's cut? You can't get a cut tree this time of year.
Yeah,
it'll
right.
be brown by Christmas Day.
See, I didn't think about that because I just assume that everyone like me has gone artificial.
I mean, so only in my dating life. I do love the smell of a pine tree. I absolutely love the smell too,
but the mess and the fuss and my husband's actually allergic to pine needles, so that put a stop to that a while back.
Well, at least you'd carve out a little room for yourself for about a month or so.
Don't go in the bathroom, honey. We've only got the one bedroom.
All right, so you just kick him out for a month.
Maybe I'll put it.
See you in the new year.
I could put it on the balcony.
Yeah, I think Melbourne wind won't. Like, won't take care of that.
Yeah, true. No, look, I'm sort of here for it. You know whose fault it is, though?
Mm.
It's Mariah Carey's fault.
Of course it is. Because so many things are.
What is it? On the 1st of November, she released that video this year of her
doing the same
up.
Song for the 12th time.
It was really clever. It was her going to bed on Halloween looking... It was somebody else, but pretending it was her looking a real mess and her waking up perfect on November the 1st in the morning.
There was choreography involved, was there?
It's saying, it's time. And then all of a sudden, the greatest Christmas song of all time played out.
I mean, she's got to work those royalties the best way she can. And if she, you know what, if she's making it glam,
look,
then
And she can retire on that now. Like, I mean, that's all she needs to do for the rest of her life. Well, she seems to be everywhere. She doesn't need to be.
Is this not the equivalent of, like, living on dividends for the rest of your life?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, she could just retire to a mansion somewhere and we will just continue to pay for that mansion in making that song number one every year.
So the thing is, if you start in November, that means you've basically got 2 months, because who, like, packs up the Christmas tree straight after? So you're almost going into, like, 3 months. Like, are you not done with it by then?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, when you put it like that, it does sound quite daunting, doesn't it? Like, I haven't put mine up yet. My parents have indicated that perhaps we could have Christmas at my house this year, so I am going to have to put one up. But
yeah, true. Actually, the 1 year that, yeah, I didn't have family around and things, and was like, score!
Yeah.
Don't have to put a tree up.
Like, yeah, we were also I'm going away for 2.5 weeks in December, so it just doesn't seem...
So packing up is someone else's problem?
Well, putting a tree up just seems there's nobody there to see it, but I will put it up if Christmas is at my house.
Well, you get all these things that are like little, like, hologrammy things these days. How has someone not done, like, a hologram Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be cute.
I don't know, because you need something physical to put the presents under.
I mean, do you?
Yeah.
Like, do you need to put gift cards anywhere these days?
No, yeah, true. Like, can I just send it to your
just
email?
Just check your email address.
No, the magic isn't gone. You're quite right.
Put everyone's devices under the tree. Like, check your inbox in the morning.
Well, look, I'm excited about Christmas. Are you excited about Christmas? Is it too early to put a tree up in November? That's what I really want to hear from people. SMS is 0427 joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Do you love Christmas like me, or do you hate Christmas like
I'm
the
slowly
Grinch,
coming around, but yes. Actually, no. My people, you who are salt-based, come and back me up here.
Yeah.
Probably got all the energy, and I need some support.
Show Tom some love. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom. That's right, but it's not Robbie and Dean driving you home today. It's Robbie and Tom, no relation.
It's, you know what, there's just so much extra space here with the dude.
And
I mean
you.
That in like a intimidating personality, so much on the go kind of way.
Well,
love you, Dean. Don't fire me.
I totally understand what you mean, because I get to hear the sound of my own voice.
I know, right? Like, you know, I get to just absorb it all in and actually focus on these amazing guests, because we've got plenty coming up.
We certainly do. And of course, Dean will be talking to Dean after 5 about the Daylesford Bear Utopia, which is a fantastic event coming up.
Which is perfect, because I do need a holiday. Like, I am just well overdue.
Yes, Tom, you look like you need a holiday. Tom, speaking of holidays, we were talking about Christmas.
Yes.
Because it's never too early to talk about Christmas, according to me.
According to you, yeah.
You might differ on that. The fabulous Simon has written in and said that he read an article a couple of weeks ago which said that people are happier when they put up their Christmas decorations earlier. Ha-ha!
I mean, you could be happy and wrong. Like, two things can be true.
It's all about nostalgia, happy childhood memories, etc. After reading that, I'm not waiting until December to put my tree up. I'm putting it up next week, which is only a month before Christmas. A month of happiness is good.
See, that's fair.
I think that's fine.
I'll absolutely pay that.
Yeah. I'm really feeling like this is a real, you know, what you do behind closed doors is your own business.
Oh, so we're doing like a don't ask, don't tell type thing now.
Yeah, like, I mean, do you know what? I once had some Christmas decorations up on a window, and not because I really wanted to stay in the spirit of Christmas all year, but because
you're lazy.
I'm lazy, and they wouldn't instantly come off. They stayed there for 6 years.
How cute. You know.
Yeah.
Just a little Santa's workshop all year round.
Until we had to move out, and I thought, I don't know that we're going to get our bond back on that, because they're really stuck.
Did they get all, like, faded and, like,
yeah,
a little sad?
You couldn't really see them during the day. You could only see them at night when it was dark outside and, you know, the dark backdrop. But it said season greetings and, you know, well wishes. And it was,
which season?
Yeah, yeah, right. Autumn. The greetings of autumn.
I mean, yeah, celebrating that winter.
Nah, do what you want, I say, I reckon. Thank you, Simon, for writing in. But thank you even more for agreeing more with me than you do with Tom. That's really important to me also.
Yeah, see, Dean's taught you well.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Tom.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.